And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now is the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. It is Chris Mensing. Coach, how's it going today?
Going well. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us here today. Coming off that win over at Winona Cotter to wrap up a perfect regular season for the Falcons, 69-21, the final score, Coach, and the Falcons started early in this win.
Yeah, we did. We had quite the first quarter. I don't know, we scored 42 points in that first quarter. Not much was going wrong that first quarter, for sure.
So you get the big win, Coach, and a lot of the damage last night, as we're talking on a Thursday morning here, was done on the ground. Take us through the game overall. Obviously, that running game was one to watch for the Falcons last night.
Yeah, like you said, we did do most of the damage on the ground. We had 388 yards rushing. We only had, I believe, one completion through the air last night, so 10 passing yards, 1 for 3. So we had 20 first downs on the ground. We had a lot of different guys get involved in the scoring last night. I think we had 10 touchdowns, and we had Jake Fischbacher had a rushing touchdown. Bryce Corson had a rushing touchdown and returned a punt for a score. Kyle Daniels had a rushing touchdown. Garrett Gosman, we had a couple punt blocks there early too, and Garrett Gosman picked up one of those punts. I was happy to see him take that and get in the end zone and get a touchdown. Jacob Mandico, with two rushing touchdowns last night. Josh Hauger with his first rushing touchdown. Cody Serfling and Tyson Springer each added a score on the ground. Josh Hauger carried the ball 6 times for 51. Jake Mandico had 4 carries for 35. Kyle Daniels, 2 carries for 26. Kane Larson carried the ball 6 times for 30. Bryce Corson, 4 carries for 41. Connor Hovey had a carry for 5. Tyson Springer, 3 carries for 21. Cody Serfling carried the ball 2 for 20. And Noah Rothering had some nice runs last night, 4 carries for 40 yards. And Jake Fischbacher had the 1 carry for 23 in the touchdown. Like I said, we only had one catch last night on the receiving end. Before that, 10 yards was Noah Rothering catching the ball 1 for 10 yards.
So the offense obviously worked well when you pick up a win like that, Coach. Again, 69-21, the final score. How about the defensive side of things? That would work well for the Falcons there.
Yeah, defensively, I thought we kept them in check pretty well. They had some injuries and had to move a guy, one of the receivers into the quarterback position. They do like to throw the ball. Number 5 is their main guy there, and he had some nice catches and had a fake punt for a touchdown and some things like that. But defensively, overall, I think we did a good job of keeping them in check. I got a lot of different guys in the game and kept guys healthy, so your goal is always not to let them get in the end zone, but I thought, defensively we did well last night. We had, like I said, Luke Hellickson, Anthony Keeney, Jake Mandical all had a solo tackle. Greg Kennedy played at his corner and safety position, had 4 solo tackles. Kyle Daniels, Chase Christensen, and Bryce Corson each had a solo tackle. Davis Penhallow from his corner had 2 solos and an assist. Connor Hovey with 2 solos and 2 assisted tackles. Noah Rothering at the end had 2 solos. Henry Liu with a solo tackle. Sam Springer at corner. Senior had a nice ball game, had 4 solo tackles and 2 assists, 1 solo for loss. Garrett Gosman had a solo and 2 assists. Joey Ristow with an assisted tackle. Lincoln Iverson at D-tackle, I thought he had a nice ball game. 2 solos, 1 assist, 2 solos for loss. Gunnar Benson had his D-tackle. Didn't get a lot of time, but did have 2 solos. Will Parker at defensive end had a solo and an assist. Zach Craig with 2 and 2. Blaine Niemeyer with 1 solo, and Tyler Gulbranson with a solo tackle last night. So, yeah, got everybody in the ball game and got some quality varsity minutes and came out of the game healthy. So that's positive as we head into the playoffs.
Now, you mentioned the playoffs, Coach. The Falcons, a perfect 8-0 in the regular season. It looks like Wabasha Kellogg will be your opponent here in the Section 1 quarterfinals. What do you expect to see from the Falcons? You did take them down earlier this year.
Yeah, the seeds actually just did come in, and you're correct. We do have Wabasha at home, got the number 1 seed, so we're happy about that. We will host Wabasha next Tuesday at 7 p.m. in Harmony. So, again, it's always nice to get that home field advantage in the playoffs. We just saw Wabasha recently last week, so that is fresh in our kids' minds, obviously. Again, we back to that offense where they like to run the ball and in a single wing, so we'll get back to that. Cotter likes to throw the ball, and now we're back to this running offense. So we'll bring our kids back in and start preparing for that right away.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. They finished the regular season 8-0. Coached the offense, put up about 41 points per game. Defensively allowed just 10. Through that first 8-game stretch here now as you start a new season, what have you been most pleased with, and what do you think this team needs to, you know, make their adjustments on as you go into the playoffs, as you hope to be playing, of course, your best football?
Right, yeah. No, I think, it's been nice to get the rushing going the last couple games, and at this time of year, you got to be able to run the ball and stop the run. I think our defense has done a good job of stopping the run for the most part all season, and our kids take a lot of pride in that. So we need to continue to get better. There are some things we worked on, and I thought this was a good test this week, in the fact that we, in special teams and in our offense, we can't give the other team a short field and make mistakes and pre-snap penalties and put the ball on the ground. Obviously, you got to win that turnover battle as well. So as the weather turns colder, that ball gets a little harder. You got to make sure that you're securing that. And that was the main focus of our team this week. And I thought we did a good job with that last night. Much improved over the previous few games. So it's a one game season at this point, right? The 8-0 thing is great. We celebrated that last night. That was Fillmore Central's first undefeated season since 1996. So those don't come around very often. So we have to celebrate that. And I want to congratulate our seniors for their leadership. Bryce Corson, Dylan O'Connor, Sam Springer, Garrett Gosman, Christian Ladd, Gunnar Benson, William Parker, and Jake Fischbacher. Those 8 young men have done just an outstanding job of leading this football team in the offseason and week by week, and keeping our kids focused on the task and the goals at hand week by week and not looking too far ahead. And so that's what you got to do at this time of year, right? You're playing for tomorrow.
Absolutely, Coach. As we wrap up our conversation here today, like we mentioned, Fillmore Central, a win last night over Cotter. Anything else you want to add in here as we wrap things up?
Yeah, I just want to, again, thank our parents. We celebrated our parents last night with Parents Night for our cheer squad and our managers and our football players. Our parents are second to none. They are so supportive and are always there to lend a helping hand and whatever we need. So I want to make sure I thank those parents of all of those people involved with our program as well. And then I want to thank the parents of Noah Rothering, Tyson Springer, Dakota Musselman, and Greg Kennedy, and Jeremy are at Sukow's for the pregame meal last night.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. They took down Cotter Wednesday night to go to 8-0 on the season. The playoffs start Tuesday night. The Falcons, the top seed, will host number 8 seed Wabasha Kellogg. Coach, as always, we do appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
All right. Thank you, Luke.